Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Mahigit na 80% ng mga may-ari ng mga bahay sa Airbnb sa Australia ay nag-aalok ng kanilang tirahan sa mga bisita at karaniwan ay kumikita ng karagdagang $5,000 bawat taon. Kung nagbabalak kayong sumama sa hukbong pangmundo ng mga may-ari ng bahay na Airbnb, ganito ang kailangan ninyong malaman upang makapagsimula. Mula sa panulat ni Ami Chen Yu Wang, pakinggan natin ang ulat sa ating wika. Ang pagmamay-ari ng Airbnb ay hindi naging bahagi ng plano ni Sue Devereux. Nagkaroon siya ng mga problema sa mga hindi maayos na umupa sa kanyang tirahan dahil kinailangang ayusin ang kanyang bahay ng ilang beses nitong nagdaang 10 taon. Dahil sa sama ng loob, nagdesisyon si Sue na ipagbili ang kanyang bahay.
I dressed it for sale, so I put furniture in it and made it look good, and we took photos of it. And my daughter actually said to me, sitting there, it's not doing anything. How about if you actually put it on Airbnb? And I thought, it's Ararat. Who's going to want to rent it in Ararat? So I did. But since then, we've actually been running at about 80 to 90% occupancy per year, and it's actually bringing me in almost as much as I earn in a full-time position.
Si Sue ay may 5 ari-arian, ilan ay para sa pangmatagal ang upa at ang 2 ay para sa sandali ang upa sa Ararat at Bendigo. Samantalang ang kanyang ari-arian sa Ararat ay inukupahan ng maayos, ang kanyang bahay sa Bendigo ay inupahan lamang ng halos 70% dahil sa kompetisyon sa lugar. Para kay Sue, ang karagdagang pera mula sa Airbnb ay may kasamang trabahong hindi lamang paglilista sa plataforma.
We had to come up with a business plan pretty bloody quick. So Ararat's quite a small town. So we actually then had to work out what our market was from, you know, what we'd actually been renting to in terms of short stays.
Samantala, si Oliver Lee ay may isang kumpanyang may ugnayan sa mga may-ari ng Airbnb at ayaw ng problemang kaugnay ng pakikipag-usap sa mga naglalakbay at ang trabahong kasama sa pamamahala ng kanilang mga ari-arian.
Hosts are required to be on the phones at all times, essentially. So whenever someone messages, it could be anything from Wi-Fi password to gas or water issues in a property.
Ang paglilista sa Airbnb ay base sa maraming bagay, kagaya ng pakikipag-usap sa mga bisita, kalinisan, lokasyon, at katumbas na pera ng titirahan kasama ng pangkalahatang karanasan para sa mga bisita. Itinagdag ni Lee na samantalang hindi maaaring baguhin ang lugar ng pauupahan, maaari ninyong dagdagan ng mga magtatanong sa pamamagitan ng mga sasabihin tungkol sa inyong ari-arian.
When you think about furnishing, it's not just about like what you want. You got to think about the end user. So someone coming into a property, a business person, wouldn't particularly want to sleep in a floral bed or things that are more androgynous, things that are more professional and modern. Usually do a lot better than things that have like a certain sort of a style to it.
Maaaring nakakatakot na payagang kupahan ng inyong tahanan ng mga estranghero, pero may mga paraan upang pamahalaan ang mga panganib, kagaya ng pagtatanong tungkol sa kanilang pagkatao at mga sinabi mula sa naunang tinirahang Airbnb, kasama din ang tuwirang pagtatanong tungkol sa kanila.
If people are filtering guests out properly, whether you get like some sort of a smart lock program or get a key that can't be cut, those are all things that will just circumvent people from doing that. There's obviously an element of trust. So people, not only do they have to be reviewed by somebody else, but they also have to be verified. For all our properties, people have to have verified IDs. So whether it's social media, passports, government IDs, driver's licenses.
Para kay Sue Devereux, gumagamit siya ng lock system at pinapalitan ang PIN code ng malimit.
I have heard of people who have put things like security cameras at their front door so they can actually monitor people who come and go.
Isang katatapos na pag-aaral ng Deloitte Access Economics ang nagsabi na ang mga bisitang nagtutungo sa Sydney ay nakakatipid ng halos $26 milyong sa pagitan ng mga taong 2015 at 2016 kumpara sa pagtira sa tradisyonal na akomodasyon. Ang Secret Valley Escape ay may 14 na ari-arian na nakalista sa Sydney at Blue Mountains. Nagpapaupa din sila ng karagdagang kwarto sa terasang bahay at hindi sila nakakaranas ng problema nitong nagdaang 3 taon.
Breaking glasses, I mean, you just sort of accept that as a thing that comes. I mean, we probably break as many glasses as they do. But there are some wear and tear things that you've got to take into account. Like we, for instance, have quite a lot of stairs and people are bringing their luggage up and down. So our walls get a bit marked up and that's just what we have to deal with and do touch-up paints and that sort of thing.
Naging mapalad din si Sue sa karamihan ng kanyang naging bisita na gumamit ng kanyang ari-arian sa Ararat bilang pansamantalang tirahan habang patungo sa malayong destinasyon.
In that particular property, I think we've had over 400 guests in that 3 years. And I think that we've probably only ever had two real problems where I've gone, oh my God, really? And it was more about, you know, they'd left a full complement of dishes on the sink and there was an issue with grease on some sheets and stuff like that. So it wasn't actually like, oh my God, this is a disaster. It was like, oh my God, really?
Maraming bisita ang umaasa sa malinis na bahay kagaya ng matatagpuan sa mga malalaking hotel. Gumagamit si Sue ng professional na tagalinis pero kapag minsan ay siya mismo ang naglilinis.
So to clean the two properties, it takes me 3 hours roughly if I give them a really thorough clean. I actually do have a professional who goes in there and does some cleaning and some changeovers. He comes in when I can't, but the majority of time I actually go in there and clean them. It gives me a good opportunity to check things like the quality of the linen and you know that we've got enough glasses there and all that sort of thing too. So it's actually good for me to do that.
Si Anand Shukla isang tax accountant mula sa Melbourne. Sinabi niya na hindi dapat mabahala ang mga may-ari ng Airbnb tungkol sa pagbabayad ng GST dahil hindi nito sakop ang kinita mula sa pagpapaupa ng kanilang bahay.
However, with regards to income tax, like a normal property investor, an Airbnb host has to declare their income as well as expenses. This is the rental income that they receive from renting out a part of their home to generate an income. And then all the expenses in regards to the maintenance of that property would be generally deductible. Anything from, say, council rates, interest on loan, electricity and gas, insurance, cleaning and maintenance costs, as well as the fee that they pay towards Airbnbs.
Ang nakakagulat para sa maraming may-ari ng Airbnb ay ang katotohanan na kailangan pa din nilang magdeklara ng capital gains tax kahit na nagpapaupa lamang sila ng bakanteng kwarto sa kanilang tahanan.
What happens is when you actually sell this property, you might have to pro rata the number of years that you've generated that income and pay a pro rated capital gains tax on this property as well.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Ibahagi ang inyong saloobin, ilike ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook o sundan kami sa Twitter sa @SBS Filipino.